Hello, this is Pastor Kyle.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Kyle. I finally was able to get in through Blog Talk Radio. They would not let me in tonight. I put in my code. They still would not let me in. I did it over a dozen times, and they would not let me in. Finally, they decided to let me in. So we're late tonight, so we're not going to have the news tonight. We're going to move right into the Word of God. But certainly this was a stealing of our time. The first 20 3 minutes or 20 minutes will be blank and on the archive. That's not acceptable. I don't appreciate what they did to me, and I just am mad at the devil because I know it's his, but he's behind it. Even though people won't look at it that way, I do, because he's the one who hinders and blocks things and gets in the way sometimes. But anyway, we're not stopping. We're moving ahead. So we're going to get to the Word of God. If you'd like to listen by phone, the number is 657-383-0134. This is Pastor John Kyle. It's a live show. The oasisplace.org is the website. You can email me at theoasis1 at localnet.com. Write to us at Pastor John Kyle, P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. All right, well, we're going to get into the Word now. Rather than have news, which, you know, I had some news, but we just don't really have time for that. So get into the Word. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, and we honor you and glorify you and break the power of the enemy and just declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Jesus is Lord over all the power of the enemy, and we give you glory for that. And, Lord, we commit this time to you. Ask your blessing on every listener today as they listen. Father, bless them and speak to their hearts, Father, and change their lives, Father. And we thank you for the process of freedom and deliverance that you do in each one of us, Lord, as we submit ourselves to the King of Glory. All right, praise God, in Jesus' name, amen. Receiving from God, or are you receiving from God, or how to receive from God, we share these things with you tonight. Amen, that's the title. Now, one time I was praying, and the Holy Spirit told me some things. I want to share some of those things he told me. He said, number one, tell my people. I want them to know how to receive from me. I have many good things to give to them, but they're not receiving most of them because they don't really believe me. Now, these are the things the Lord is telling me. See? And he says three reasons they are not receiving. Number one is unbelief. Number two, fear of stepping out and trusting me, he said. Number three, failure to act upon the word because they don't really know what's in my word. Well, that's interesting, yeah. A lot of Christians just don't know what's in the word of God, do they? And number two, he said, tell them it's time God's people begin to believe my word because many blessings are passing them by. Well, we don't want the blessing to pass us by, do we? And number three, he said, tell them I have an army in the land today, a growing army of believers who dare to believe me and totally trust in me. Many are missing out on being a part of this army for three reasons. Number one, he said, they don't know my word. Number two, they will not act on my word and are lazy in spiritual things. Number three, they are disobedient to my orders. They have proven they are more interested in what they want than what I want. They will be in heaven, but will miss out on earth on so much and many of my blessings and present blessings I have for them. I want you all to walk in my present blessing. Okay, that's what I got. And so, yes, a lot of this message today be based on that and sharing some things about that. So some things to help you receive from God. Number one, begin to walk by heart faith and not sense knowledge. There's a big difference between heart faith, sense knowledge, and head faith. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, the just shall walk by faith, not by sight. Right? For we walk by faith, not by sight, not by the senses, not by sense knowledge. But for many of us, it is, for we walk by sight, not by faith. And then we wonder why we get nothing from God. Well, some people have so much control in their life, they can't walk by faith. They're strangling people around them with their control devils. They refuse to let go of their control to trust and really walk by faith. So spirits of control, manipulation, and having my way, Jezebel control, inability to trust, smother people, and more spirits have moved into their life. But they refuse still to let go even of their children, even though their children are adults now. Listen, I don't care. Those children don't belong to you. They belong to Jesus. Remember, God gave us charge over them. He gave us the charge of raising them and nurturing them and the admonition of the Lord. But they belong to him. And yet we want to exercise such control over them. We need to give them to Jesus. People have yielded to control spirits, a lot of them, for so long, they don't know how to live without them, dominate them and those close to them. This is a bound up person, and then they wonder why Jesus doesn't show up in their lives. Well, how can he? Because you're in control. There can't be two Holy Spirits. He must be yielded to and sit on your life throne, or he will let you continue your control until you're ready to acquiesce your control to him. There can't be two lords over a person's life. So Jesus would like to run things and order your life, but he usually won't force his way. If you want to be in control, if you want to have your way, then he usually won't force his way to be in control of your life and run things. If you want to be stubborn and let demons have their way with you, he'll let you be stubborn. So many think they're in control when it's really demons influencing them and leading them around. Because if Jesus' lordship is rejected, what's left? Tell me, what's left? If you reject the lordship of Jesus, what's left to be in charge? So many think it's just me, when it's really different spirits acting out their natures through the individual. They let you have just enough control through what you think to keep you from recognizing the spirits there within you. You actually think that you're in control of things. Really? Don't fool yourself. If Jesus isn't leading, someone else is. Let's not be so foolish as to miss God's truths in life. Oh, I can't feel God. I just can't feel him. I want to feel God. I can't hear from God. Well, have you put yourself in a position to hear from God? If not, it's no wonder you can't hear God. So many people want to hear God today, but they say they can't hear, but they won't put themselves in a position to hear God. You need to examine yourself. Are you in a position where you can hear God today? You know, God wants to talk to you. He is speaking to those who have ears to hear, the Bible says, but if you're not in a position to hear, how do you think you're ever going to hear? That's right. That's right. Amen. And it's clear that God wants us to walk by faith. Walk is to live our life. It doesn't look like it's getting better. Well, duh, you're walking in the sight sense. You're walking in your five senses. You're looking at through the natural eyes. Oh, I just can't seem to take this anywhere. It just looks getting worse and worse. Well, what are you doing? You're looking at things. To walk by heart faith is to believe something will happen no matter what it looks like around you. You know, I had a sore throat one time a number of years ago, really bad sore throat. And I knew that there was no way I could get to a doctor and really didn't even have any money for a doctor anyway at that time. And so I ignored and refused to act on my circumstances. I ignored my circumstances, refused to act on them, but instead began to speak my healing and my health over my throat, over my body. And after I spoke healing for a while, it got in my heart. You know, I had to start saying it in my head, but I began to believe in my heart. And as I did, I continued to believe, and all in a matter of hours, I was healed and I was able to rest. But see, I began to speak it before it ever happened. I began to do what Romans 4:17 said. You ever done that? Romans 4:17, you ought to be doing that on a regular basis. I mean, every Christian ought to be practicing Romans 4:17 because God said do it, right? It says, well, let's read it. You say, what does it say? Well, I'm going to tell you what it says. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Okay? So we're calling things that are not as though they were. You understand that? I was calling my throat healed even though it wasn't healed in the natural realm, but I was calling it healed, that, you know, things that be not as though they were, and it was, and it became. We need to call things that are not as though they are. That's not presumption, by the way. That's exercising faith for what you know is God's word. Because he says, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Himself bore our sicknesses and infirmities in his own body, and by his stripes we were healed. These are all words from the Bible that tells us he is our healer. And so you have scriptural basis for healing, so you can begin to call things that are not as though they are, because it's in the word of God. It is his will to heal you. Okay? So he is our healer. He is our deliverer. So you start calling yourself delivered as you go into a deliverance session, and a whole lot more come out when you go in by faith and when you go in there thinking, well, maybe nothing will happen. Well, that's a demon right there trying to get you discouraged about getting free. Well, what do we do next? Well, believe according to God's word. That's point number two. Believe according to God's word. And the reason something is not presumption is because you have God's word on the subject. You must know God's word on subjects that you're going to go to God and believe him about. Number one, does God's word say that we're to be sick? How many believe that God's word said that we're to walk around sick all the time? Give me a chapter and verse. It doesn't say that in the new covenant, okay? God doesn't say we're to go. In fact, he went about healing everybody. That was his will. He wanted people to be healed. Number two, did God's word say that we're to die at an early age? Is that what God said? That we're all just supposed to die early with all kinds of demon maladies on our body? He said, no. He said, with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Does he say that we're to starve and barely get by all the time and be dirt poor all the time and just barely get by, just have to struggle and strive for just to even have a sandwich on our table to eat? Is that what it says? I believe that's what it says. In fact, I'll give you a scripture. I should be giving you a scripture. I gave you one. I quoted it. But let me just take you to the address here on this one, Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19. What does it say? It said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He shall supply all your need. Do you need to eat sometimes? I mean, it's wonderful to fast and all, but we can't fast all the time. Sometimes we need to eat. Amen? All right, so, you know, God will supply our need. Are we to walk around afraid all the time? Are we to walk around afraid? In fear of the things coming on the earth? No. What does the Bible say? Does God say we're supposed to be afraid? No, in fact, he tells us fear not over and over in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what God gave us. He gave us a sound mind and power and love, but the devil wants to give you fear. Are we to walk around thinking that we've committed the unpardonable sin and that we're probably going to go to hell and that God's probably disappointed in us? And are we to be unsure of our salvation and hope that we're saved? Is that what we're to be? Just wondering if we're really born again, wondering if we're really saved all the time. Is that what we're supposed to do? No. Scripture tells us what we can be sure of our salvation. 1 John 5:12 tells us here, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Not that you may hope you have it. Not that you may wonder if you have it, but think you might have it. No, it says that you might know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Okay? So does God's word say that we're to just wonder and think we've committed unpardonable sin all the time? No, it doesn't say that. It says you know that you're saved. You know that you know that you know. You know that you have eternal life. You don't walk around that way with that weak-minded mentality of the devil that always calls you to question your salvation. That's a demon. Are we to be lust slaves? No, the Bible said walk in the Spirit. You're not fulfilled the lust of the flesh. But you know what? We got a lot of lust slaves today in the church. We have many less slaves today. Why? Because people have yielded to their lust repeatedly and formed a deep habit pattern of yielding to lust. And in doing so, have opened the doors to demon spirits of lust. Now there's a stronghold that's been formed, and radical action is necessary to break up that stronghold. See, isn't that the nature of many people today? Things go and go and go until now it's a big deal. Things in one's life aren't going to change with the flip of a light switch now because it's gone on too long, and people want that thing to change with the flip of a light switch, but it's not doing it. It's not working. Something's not switching on. Something's not working here. No, one's got to go in and replace some wiring, pull some panels off, and dig in there and go in deep before the big change will come. Well, why is that, Pastor Kyle? Well, because you've let something go on and on until it got out of hand, so to speak, and now it won't change overnight. See, you should have stopped smoking after that first pack. Now it's a stronghold. You should have stopped looking at that porn after your first look. Now, 1,000 times later, you're addicted to it. That demon has built a stronghold now. See? Lust and its various family members have been hard at work building a lust community within your soul. And they have built a stronghold. And now you're going to have to start casting them out little by little and possessing the land again that has been taken from you by your allowing this stuff to go on. You got not just lust now, but you got porno, you got masturbation, you got perversion, you got unclean sexual sin. You got on and on the list goes. You let in all these things by participation in that sin repeatedly, stopping it immediately. They've constructed their homes, and you are their house. The Bible says we're their house, they think, in their demon heads. You should have stopped that alcohol after that first inebriation. But no, you were prompted by something. You did it again and again and again, and now there are alcohol spirits set up inside of you. See, this is how it works, see? We're enticed. Let's go over and look at that in James here, chapter 1. James chapter 1. Go over there and take a little look here at verse 13. Says here, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So God's not tempting you, right? We don't want to ever say blame it on God. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So demons are death, spirits of darkness and death, and sin is well, lust bringeth forth sin, and sin always is accompanied by demons looking for a home. And if you participate in the sin, the demons looking for a home will move in. If you keep participating in it, you don't repent, you don't deal with it. Paul said it was a sin that dwelleth in him that caused him to do what he didn't want to do. And then he said there's no good thing dwelling in him, meaning there's nothing good dwelling in his flesh, that is, he said. And, of course, is it any wonder that some believers are living in spiritual death today because they've lived with certain sins for way too long and they wonder why they can't hear from God? Well, that's another reason they don't hear from God, because they've yielded to spiritual death for so long. Because sin, once it's continually yielded to, bringeth forth death, demons of death and darkness. That's what comes forth. And it says in Romans 6:16, that know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So if you've been yielded to sin, you become the servant of that sin that you keep yielding to over and over and over, repeatedly, see? Yet we're not to be the servants of sin. The Word of God instructs us to become the servants of righteousness. Yet I still see too many serving some sin or some demon because they keep giving in to it. They struggle with it all the time. They don't want to do it, but they keep giving in to it. And God says you become the servant of what you give in to, saints, and we don't need to be doing that. Now, does God's Word say we're supposed to be nervous, frustrated, and confused, and in anxiety? He said, no, be anxious for nothing. He said, casting all your cares on me, for I care for you. But I see a lot of Christians worried. I see them nervous. I see them frustrated. I see him fretting about tomorrow and the future, and you know, he gives us a peace which passes understanding. Now, tell me, where is the scripture or verse for being frustrated all the time? How do you justify that? How do we justify being anxious and living in anxiety? How do we justify being worried all the time? We're basically giving in to things that we want to do, and you know, we're saying, well, I don't care what God says, I'm going to be worried. I'm going to worry about my children day and night. I'm going to worry what kind of trouble they're getting into, worry about whether they're safe. Well, why don't you just give them to Jesus and trust Jesus to take care of your children? Do you think he's big enough to do that? Well, come on now. You know, either God is true or he's a liar. Either his word is true or it's a liar. You know, we could go on and on and on in this vein of thought, but you know, you can look these scriptures up and find out yourself whether you can have something, and if you see that you can, then don't lose out on it. If Jesus came in your home right now today and said, listen, I have not given you a spirit of fear or worry or whatever it may be, lust, would you believe him? Well, of course you would. I mean, his word is just like, that's the thing, though. His word is just like if he walked right into your home and told you that very thing. But see, that's just written on a page, you know. That's not Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. He said, I've magnified my word above my name, the scripture says. And when you refuse to believe something he's given you, then you basically are calling him a liar and spiritually slapping him in the face. I mean, really, because you tell him, I don't believe your word, you're lying to me. Why are you living, you know, like a beggar out there when you're supposed to be living like a king and a priest? The Bible calls you kings and priests, Revelation chapter 1, that we're kings and priests, calls you saints of God. Paul repeatedly called the Christian saints. We should all say, if God's word says it, that's good enough for me. I'll take it, do it, or say it. The mouth. Many of you cancel what God wants to do for you by your own mouth, speaking contrary to God's word. Well, I know God said I'm not to be fearful, but I'm just so scared. Oh, yeah? You don't believe. Well, I know he said he'd be with me, but I just don't feel him right now. So I'm afraid. I just don't know. Or you just don't know what I'm going through, Pastor Kyle. It might be easy for you, but you just don't know. You're making excuses to justify your compromise. You know, God's word is tough. He knew every problem you would face, and he wrote in his word accordingly. See, God's word is tough. It'll hold up. It'll hold up in these end times. It's the Holy Bible. His word can take the pressure. It's not going to fall apart. The word of God is solid. It's not going to change. It's not going to get weak just because we're going through the end times. Just because we're living in the last days, oh, God's word's not tough enough for the end times. God's word's not tough enough for nuclear age, the atomic age. It's not tough enough to protect us, take care of us. When the Antichrist is here, come on, this is ridiculous. God built his word to be tough for every time and every season and to be powerful in every time and every season. His word's good enough. His word's more than enough, in fact. He's always the God of more than enough, right? Isn't that what he always says? It says abundantly above all that you can think or ask, right? He come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Not just, wouldn't it be great if he just gave us life, but he gave us life more abundantly above all that we could think or ask. I mean, listen, this God, he's God that can see us through to the very end. That's what he promised to do, too. He said, but I'm getting old. Well, hey, read Psalm 71. That's for those of you who are getting old. He'll take care of you when you're old, all right? He'll take care of you when you're young, but he'll also take care of you when you're getting old. The pastor, number three, how do I do this? How do I do it? Well, let's go back to James here, and let's learn some more, because God wants you to walk differently than some of you have been walking. Some of you need to mature your walk here. It says here, but let him ask, James 1:6, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This is why many people don't ever receive anything from God, because they're just unstable. They're unstable in all their ways because they're double-minded. When you're double-minded, you're not stable. One minute you think it's true. Next minute, well, I don't think it's going to happen. You need to refuse and rebuke any doubt and unbelief. Have the attitude God's word says it, that settles it. There's no questions. You need to declare war on unbelief today. Declare war on what you've been saying. Your mouth can snare your soul and rob you of God's blessing and promise. That's right. Your mouth can do it. Your mouth can snare your soul, rob you of many blessings, and don't let that happen. Don't let that happen, okay? You got to believe God, see? This is a time of faith, not a time of fear. It also so often gives place to demon spirits. That's right, your mouth does. So often in ignorance or not, you say things that give place to demons. I'm getting sick. It's going around. Hello, infirmity devil. You just let him in. I'm not going to make it this month. I don't have enough money. Hello, lack devil. You just gave place by your tongue. That's right. You just gave place by your mouth. I don't have enough money to pay my bills. Hello, spirit of poverty. Hello, spirit of lack. Does Jesus have any money? You think he does? Well, have you been tithing? Well, then he will somehow meet your needs. The Bible promised the tither that he'd open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that there wouldn't be room enough to receive it. But you got to believe that. That's why it hasn't happened for you, because you don't believe it. If you have a promise and you don't believe it, then that promise won't work for you. You got to believe the promises of God. You got to believe it. And so if you tithe and don't believe that he's going to bless you for your tithing, then you're not going to be blessed for your tithing, right? Because you don't believe it. Well, he has ways that you know not of. You say, well, you count your money out, and you say, there's no way I'm going to make it. Well, I've counted my money out many times and said, well, I looked at that, and I said, but I didn't give it voice. I said, no, my God's going to provide my needs somehow. And somehow he did, and we got through. I mean, there have been times of, it was pretty tight in our life in the ministry, I tell you. There are times, but, God somehow kept food on our table somehow. We got through. We got the bills paid. I don't know how it happened. It just happened. It was God. Oh, I'm so worried. Hello, worry devil. You gave entrance by the words of your mouth. Your mouth is an entry point for demons. You ever think of your mouth that way? It's a weapon of war, but it also can be an entry point for demons because you give entrance by the words of your mouth. See? The power of life and death is in the tongue. You're snared by the words of your mouth and on and on. We could go on with mouth scriptures for a long time here. Proverbs is loaded with mouth scriptures. Oh, I'm just so depressed. Well, hello, depressed demons. Here they come. My meds are following. Oh, I'm not saved. God's mad at me. Hello, demons of condemnation, of fear of losing your salvation, or the unpardonable sin devils. Here they come. Oh, I'm so stupid. How could I have done that? How could I have said that? Stupid devil's at the door coming in. See it? Your mouth is a doorway. You see it? Your mouth is a doorway to your soul and your body. Devils are always hanging around, listening to what you're saying, even tempting you to say something they can feed on and follow on into you. This is serious stuff, saints. Life and death. Short life or long life. Health or sickness stuff here, I'm talking. And you're claiming ignorance is no protection. Oh, Pastor Kyle, I didn't know what I was saying could hurt me. After all the Christians in my church are talking that way. Oh, really? All the people at work are saying this way, too. They're talking this way, too. Oh, well, if they all jump off a cliff, will you, too? Will you go jump off the cliff and follow them, too? Wake up. We are different. We need to talk differently. We're citizens of another world, citizens of another kingdom. Come on. We got to talk differently, think differently, act differently. We're not the same. Come ye out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. It's unclean garbage that's being said with their mouth. Let's go on with more on how to do it. James 1:21, let's continue to read on here. In James chapter 1, it says here, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. You lay this apart. You don't keep holding on to it. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. And then let's read 22 also. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. This is a big one today, isn't it? Big one today. Bunch of people that hear the word but don't do it. And they're living in self-deception, the Bible said, because they don't do it. Verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his doing, in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So if you don't deal with your tongue, you deceive your own heart, and your religion's vain. These are strong words. So number one, receive the word into your spirit, says so in verse 21. Receive the engrafted word with meekness. Receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. It works in you from your spirit outward when you receive it into you. Do the word. Number two, don't just hear it. Many come to church on Sunday morning, and it goes in one ear, out the other. Or they're busy thinking of Sunday afternoon, what they're going to do, or what they did Saturday night with so-and-so. But God said, do it. Act on it as if it's true, even if it don't look like it. I remember when I first went into full-time ministry, I quit my job to go full-time in the ministry. It looked foolish to the natural mind, but I had God's word that said I was to do it. And so I could either act on it or I could say that wasn't God. I didn't hear God. So I acted on it, and the day I gave my notice and obeyed God, God had us receive $100 in the mail to confirm it from an unexpected source. Totally never would have expected $100 from those people. And mind you, this is, I was working a job and stepping out in faith, and it was a real faith walk to do that. But what if I had said, no way, I'm afraid to quit. God maybe didn't speak to me. Well, we would have received nothing. That check would have been put in the mail those 3-4 days ago. No, they would have done it because God would have known we were going to say no. I might starve to death. I better not quit my job. I might starve to death. I can't go into full-time ministry. That's the mind working, a demon speaking to the mind. But see, you got to step out in faith in your life in areas that God tells you to, for your healing or whatever it may be that he's dealing with you, for your deliverance. You need, number three, continue and not forget God's word and what you heard. That's right, verse 25. You look into the law of liberty and continue it therein. You don't quit. You don't forget what you hear. You continue to mull it over in your mind over and over. You keep speaking it out. So many people can talk it for a week or two, but to walk it out for 2 or 3 years and speak it for 2 or 3 years seeing nothing, that's hard. Proves that whether it's in the head or in the heart, you know, for many, because they just after a week or two, man, they just say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to shut up. People are going to think I'm crazy. And they quit speaking the word. They quit believing the word. Well, the Bible says by faith and patience you inherit the promises of God. See? By faith and patience you're going to be protected. By faith and patience you're going to get through the dark days. By faith and patience you're going to receive your loved one's salvation. By faith and patience, you know, that patience part you don't like too much. Well, none of us like it too much, but that's part of life in God. Faith, you've got to have patience with it to see all the promises come to pass. Number four, you need to control your tongue. Again, I can't say it enough. You can't have an unbridled tongue, like it says in verse 26. If you don't bridle your tongue, you're deceiving your own self, okay? So you got to control your tongue. You can't have an unbridled tongue and just say whatever. The Bible says you're snared with the words of your mouth. That's right. So you can't have an unbridled tongue. Psalm 17:5. Let's go read that. If you want to read it with me, not, I will read it to you. Okay? Psalm 17:5. Here we go. We're almost there. Turn pages back together here. All right. All right. Yeah, 17.5. Hold up my going. 17.3, not 5. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. In other words, he set himself that the mouth, his own mouth, would not transgress by speaking unbelief, by speaking things that are in alignment with demons. You need to guard your tongue, okay? You need to guard your tongue. He is set that he is not going to talk himself into defeat or into backsliding, that it would not sin. You need to guard your tongue. We just cannot speak whatever we want to, just blab off whatever we want to. I remember a lady one time just spoke things without discretion in front of someone, and when she left the room, the person just looked at her like, whoa, what a fool. You know, your mouth can make you look like a fool. And we have a lot of hearers today, but when it comes to acting on the word and living it out, the numbers suddenly shrink. Today's the day where some people, somehow people have departed from living out God's word. Instead, people live out their own lives and their own ways. And well, these folks are all infected with devils. Only God's word is pure and uninfected. So you live from your own way, it's infected with devil because it's not God's way, see? People live in their own, they live out their own ideas. They have undisciplined minds today. They let it wander. They let it have vain imagination and foolish earthly thoughts will dominate so many people's minds today. Just foolish, vain imaginations and foolish thoughts. They don't practice word centering. That is centering their mind on Jesus and his word. We need to center our minds on Jesus and his word. See, his life is life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. The Bible clearly tells us that the word is life to those who find it, health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:18, let's look at it. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. See, we're going to shine more and more unto that perfect day of the Lord's return, even though the world is going to be more and more dark. It's at verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what at they stumble. They don't know at what they're stumbling, but they are stumbling. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. See, we are to keep the word in the middle of our heart. In our hearts, we need to let the word arrive. For they are life unto those that find them. See, when you find the word and you get the revelation of that word, in other words, it will be life to you. It will bring forth the life of God into your life and health to your flesh. If you're sick in the flesh, you get the revelation of the word. You find it, and then it will bring forth health in your flesh. For keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. See, a lot of people are not keeping their heart. They're not keeping their heart. They're just keeping the flesh up. They're maintaining the flesh. They're giving place to the flesh and the things of the flesh. They're giving place to the sense realm and letting that rule their life. And so is it any wonder that there's no spiritual life source of God's word today? Who's looking for the word today? To find something, you have to look for something. Who's really looking? It sure isn't the masses today. The masses are heading down a wide road to destruction today. Even those who call themselves Christians are so distracted. And many of them quit looking or only look intermittently. Why is that? Well, they're just too caught up in temporary, temporal things. A lot of Christians live in fear today, and they're experiencing the fruit of their fear. They're expecting danger and fearful things to happen all the time, but that's not what my word says. He said that the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, that God's going to take care of his children if we're believing. I'm believing that the world's going to fall apart today. Well, you want to believe that? Your world's going to fall apart today? What do you think? You're going to die or something with some nuclear blast? You know God is able to even protect you in a nuclear blast? come on. I mean, you just don't believe the word. Well, that just doesn't make sense. But the word of God doesn't make sense to the natural mind. You got to think beyond the natural mind. That's like when you speak in tongues and you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you try to figure it out, you'll never speak in tongues. God's things can't be figured out with the natural mind. A college professor would have a harder time receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit than somebody who just simply takes people at their word, takes God at his word. Because you got to dissect everything. So how do I speak in tongues? How does that make sense? I don't understand that. How? And you try to dissect it out with your mind, well, you'll probably never speak in tongues then. Well, you got to receive it by faith. I didn't figure that out. I just did it. It comes right out of my spirit. I don't have to figure it out. I just know it's God. I've been doing it for so long. Speaking in tongues every day, like Paul, he says, I pray in tongues more than you all. And he said, forbid not to speak in tongues. So, you can forbid it all you want. I'm not going to stop. Okay? So, you use your mind, you get yourself messed up. All right, because your mind will distract you because there's a lot of demons in the mind, the soulish realm. We live out of our spirit. We don't live out of our soul. We live from the spirit. Jesus lives in our spirit. That's where the center of our being is, our spirit. Okay? Hey, the masses, they're headed down a wide road to destruction. They are. They're headed down the big old road, hell enlarges itself. The Bible says just get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you need to quit expecting fear, quit expecting some terrible catastrophe to take you out or kill you and live in fear all the days of your life. Proverbs 33, we need to say that. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. That's what I say over myself. Yeah, okay, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. We're going to see it all come down, and we're living in the last days. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Was that only for the time it was written, or is that for today too? You think that God can't protect you from evil today, but he could back then? But when the Bible was written, or when Proverbs was written, he could protect us from evil then, but he can't protect us now? Come on now. This is ridiculous. There were people that God did protect on the 9/11 day, people that went different places that instead of going to work that day, that like one guy had ice cream with his child or something. I forget the story of that one, and it should have been at work, but instead he went out to have ice cream or have breakfast with his child or kid or something. I forget the story, but he was supposed to have been in the building, but he didn't die, see? God has ways of diverting people or protecting you so that you're not in the wrong place at the wrong time. God will take care of his people if you'll believe. Saying and believing the word dispels the plans of darkness. That's right. You say it, you believe it. The word of God, it dispels the plans of darkness. You believe the word even in the midst of an earth falling apart. Jesus and his angels can keep you and protect you. The angels are real. They protected me many times. Yes, this ship is sinking that we're on today in this world. The world, the USA. But God has lifeboats for his people. You don't have to sink with it. Why? Well, because you're one of his kingdom ambassadors. You work for someone else. You live in some other kingdom. You're not a part of the kingdoms of this world. You're part of the kingdom of God. You belong to someone else. You're a subject of another king, not King Obama or some other earthly king, but King Jesus. King Jesus is our king, right? You have authority and power. You have anointing and grace on you. You have great grace upon your life. So number four, you need to command. You need to speak to the mountain to be moved. Speak to it. Why did God put Mark 11:22-23-24 in the Bible anyway, just for somebody else to have it? Let's read it. Mark 11, and Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God, for truly, verily I say unto you, that verily means truly, that's what verily means, for truly I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said, saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So you want to be effective in prayer, you forgive, right? But let's look at the other part of this. Why did God put this unusual scripture in the Bible? Well, because we're to be doers of the word. Why did he say mountain? Because who ever heard of moving a mountain? God. It's the impossible to us is possible with God. See? Do you see that? Why would he say mountain? Nobody ever moved mountains. Anybody ever move Pike's Peak down in Colorado? Anybody ever move that mountain? No, it doesn't move. You can't move it. It's impossible to us. Nobody can move that mountain. But see, with God, he uses a word that's impossible to man to show that nothing is impossible with God. He said, what we say. We have the authority to speak to a mountain, a fear, a sickness, a demon stronghold, a love, lost one, lost loved one, business problem, and see that thing be removed and picked up and cast into the sea. We have that authority. See, the first thing that should flash into your mind when a problem comes up is, what does God's word say about it? Caught up with the mountain. Boy, that's a big mountain, isn't it? Look at all the problems on the mountain. Look at all the stuff there. That's a big mountain, big problem. But that's not what God said. He said the first thing that should flash in your mind when a problem comes is, what does the word of God say about it? Well, what does it say about your problem today? What does it say about what you're facing right now? What does it say about what you're dealing with right now? Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You need wisdom and revelation in the knowledge that you get through the word of God. You need the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What is the riches of the glory? Well, we're learning. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? Man, how great is his power? Well, we haven't even put it to the test yet of how great it is, because we have too much fear and unbelief. According to the working of his mighty power, to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. This is powerful stuff, far above all principality and power and all might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And this is us. We've been given everything that Jesus has. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So are you seated with him? Well, then start speaking. Put God's word first in your marriage, and the marriage will work. Most problems are caused by selfishness in marriages today. Oh, I need to be fulfilled. I need a man or a woman to fulfill me. Well, quit worrying about fulfilling yourself and minister to your mate, and one day you'll wake up finding, hey, I'm fulfilled. I'm blessed in this marriage. Speak to that mountain. Get this in your heart. Command that family situation to get in order. You know, quit just putting up with things. You know, you have authority. You know, granted, people have a will. You can't break their will and change their will, but you do have authority. And you could, by speaking to things, you can begin to get things in order that person will be put in a position where they'll want to repent. They'll want to come to Jesus. All right? You need to put demons in their place. Find out what God's word says and do it. Don't let doubt and unbelief rule you. You need to repent for your unbelief and confess, I will not doubt. I will not give place to doubt. I will not give place to unbelief. I will not let it rule me. I will not. Okay? Can't let it rule you. Okay? And the last one is love. Okay? We need to walk in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. It has a fear of judgment. It thinks that God's disappointed in it. Well, if you know his love, you know he's not disappointed in you. You know he loves you. But see, when you don't have walk in that perfect love, then you walk in a measure of fear, and you expect judgment. You expect God to be disappointed in you. You expect these things. It's just a lie. But anyway, 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hallelujah. See, let's just pray this prayer. Father, I renounce unbelief. Just say it. I renounce unbelief and doubt as sin, and ask you to forgive me for these. I ask you, Father, to replace them with great confidence in your word and great faith and trust in you. I choose to walk by faith and not by sight. I will not doubt, but I will believe and trust you and your word, because you are true and your word is true. See, you've got nothing better to do on planet Earth than to get closer to Jesus than you are right now, than to learn to walk by faith and to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and to start your process of deliverance. You have nothing better to do than that, do you? Tell me something better. Oh, well, I got to go chasing women. No, that ain't better than this. Oh, I got to go chase money. Well, I got to get rich. Well, that's not better than this. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the things we need will be added to us, right? The Bible promises that. If God's clothed the birds of the air, you think he's not going to clothe you, O ye of little faith, he said? Remember that? So, yeah, we got nothing better to do than this. Taking your land back little by little until all those devils are routed out of your land, which is you. Your land has trespassers today. They hinder, harass, they trouble, they stop, they block, they snare, they trap. They incite sin in your life. They entice you. They trip you up. They blast you. They bring you into bondage. This is what the demons do. The trespassers in your land. These hindering devils. Time to renounce all these little imps. They don't belong in you. We're not made to be the feeding ground for demons and devils. That's not what we were destined to do. Well, we were born and created to just be the feeding ground for demons. No, we weren't. But Adam and Eve opened that door for us to become feeding ground for devils. But see, Jesus wanted to close that door so we can possess the land. They couldn't possess it under the old covenant, but we sure can possess the land now under the new covenant. Right, that's right. Jesus did it to show you that you can do it. He went around casting out devils and healing the sick. That's right. No, we're made to contain the glory and the presence of God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be men and women of faith, not men and women of fear and doubt. Okay? We are end time overcomers, God's remnant people, called to live at such a time as this, and we need to fulfill God's plan and purposes for our life. We don't want to fulfill any other purpose than God's purpose. I mean, why would you find fulfillment in something else? Because mankind is empty, pursuing all these other vain and empty pursuits. They go chasing this, chasing that, and they never get satisfied by that stuff. How many times have you been satisfied by the things this world has to offer? If you get any satisfaction at all, it's a temporary passing thing. So what are those songs out there? Well, can't get no satisfaction. Oh, the other one still haven't found what I'm looking for. Well, people still haven't found what they're looking for until they find him. The more they find him, the more they found what they're looking for, because he's the only one that can bring fulfillment in your life. And so those demons are trying to keep you from the ones who can bring that kind of fulfillment to your life. They're trying to keep you sidetracked, keep you on various chasing rabbit trails, going off here, going off there, chasing this little thing and that little thing, and keeping you off focus of Jesus when you ought to be focusing on Jesus. This is your time that you have to do that, right? Because we only go through this life one time. After that, right, the judgment, after that, eternity. So, well, what are you going to do with this time? Are you going to use it to live in fear of the end times? We know we're living in the end time, but we don't have to fear them. That bothers me, you know, with so many Christians, they live in fear because, oh, we're in the times. Obama's going to do this, and so-and-so's going to do this, and this government's going to do that. Governments rise and fall, things. They come and they go. But God's still the same. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. And if he could take care of people under all these governments of the past, then he can take care of people under the governments of the present. Because we don't submit to that government, we submit to Jesus. We submit to the Lord's government. We're not of this kingdom of this world. We're of the kingdom of God, and we must live like it, act like it, focus that way, think that way, function that way, begin to reprogram our mind to be the citizen of another kingdom. Even though we're in the world, we're not of the world, right? We're passing through. We're strangers, sojourners, and pilgrims. The Bible tells us that's who we are. That's what we are. So why are you living any other way than that? Why? Where do you get this information from? You know, what kind of Bible are you using anyway? You must have one of those marked versions with a lot of it marked out, right? Because you're not following the Word of God. We got to follow the Word of God. We got to be sticklers to the Word. We got to be Word people, not wayward people. A lot of Christians are going wayward today. They're going all wayward of the world. They're getting caught up with the things of this life when this life is a fading, passing fad, vain and empty. Will not bring what you think it should bring. You'll find out. If you haven't found out yet, you'll find out eventually. You think that you're going to find satisfaction and fulfillment in the word, a world? You're not. It isn't there. You can chase it all you want, but it's not there. Okay? The only fulfillment comes in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the fullness of God and the fullness of time, which is now. Okay? Listen, God will hear your call today. You need to speak to him. Speak to him and worship him and call upon his name. And he said, I will answer you if you call according to the word. You call according to the flesh and your fears and your besetting sins, and don't expect that God answers. God doesn't answer fear and unbelief. He answers when people pray according to his word. He answers faith. Remember? He said, oh, how great is their faith when they let that man down through the roof. They opened up the roof and let that sick man down on his stretcher. He healed him. He stopped everything he was doing, took care of that guy because he saw their faith, it says. And he said he saw their faith. Faith has action. Faith doesn't just sit there and wait for God to move. No, you step out in faith, by faith, right, and speak to that mountain. I'm just waiting for God to move the mountain. No, no. You speak to the mountain, it said. That mountain didn't go anywhere. That chaos in your family, that chaos among your relatives, that mountain is not going anywhere until you start speaking to it, start removing that devil out of its place where it thinks it has a right to be, where it's been for generations, where that curse has been functioning over your family line for years and years and years. Well, you better start speaking to that mountain. You don't just sit there, well, I'm waiting for God to move it. I'm waiting for God. Well, you'll be waiting until Jesus comes because it isn't moving. Somebody's got to do the warfare. Somebody's got to go and engage the enemy, speak to the mountain, command it to be moved, and do warfare on the behalf of that family that is in chaos or that is running around chasing devils and letting devils chase them. Come on. We got so many families living like that today. Maybe your family's like that, you know? And you got to speak to the mountain. You got to start commanding, calling things that are not as though they are. We're not commanding God. God is not our butler. We don't have the right to be commanding God, but we're commanding the forces that we've been given dominion over in the earth. He said that we've been given dominion in the earth. We're not bossing God around. He's not a butler to us. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you speak in alignment with the Word of God, what he told you you can do. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to close this out here. Father, we thank you for your word today. I appreciate you giving it to your people through me. I'm honored, Lord, to be a person who has been given the call and anointing to preach your gospel, Father. And I count it as a high and holy calling, Father. But every calling, whatever it be, not everybody is called, I know, to be a preacher and to preach the gospel. But there are other callings that just as high and holy a calling as well, Father. And so, Father, I pray that each one will be able to walk in their calling, each one listening will find and walk in their calling on their life, whatever that calling may be. And I pray that they'll be blessed at it, Father, and that they will see your goodness in the land of the living in it, and they'll be blessed going in and coming out. And the power will be rest upon him. The power of God will rest upon him. And I give you the glory, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Lord, for the word tonight, Lord. I thank you that we walk by faith, not by sight, that we don't live by fear, but we live by faith, Lord. And we know that no matter what happens, so many people think that, oh, everything's going to fall apart any minute now. And things may fall apart in the world, but they're not falling apart for us, Lord, because we're in Christ Jesus and you don't fall apart. So I'm hid in Christ. I mean, Psalm 91, I've read it, and it's real to me. It's true. And so I'm not going to fall apart. The world may fall apart, but I'm not falling apart. Okay? So, Father, I thank you for that. I thank you that your people will believe you more and more, that they'll walk by faith, Lord, and they'll trust you and they'll believe you in Jesus' name. And we just thank you for this time together in your word. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Thank you for blessing your children today. We praise you for it now. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. That's the word for tonight about receiving from God, how you can receive from God. Are you receiving from God? Well, you answer those questions. And are you? Well, you can be, and you should be, and I want you to be, because God has promised us great and precious promises, saint. We need to walk in those great and precious promises. What are we waiting for? Well, I hope you're not just waiting for Jesus to come before you start walking in them. You can have them now. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor John Kyle. This is Deliverance Today. Got a live program tonight, and we're going to take some phone calls here in a minute after we take a little short break. I'm going to give you just a short break, a 3-minute break here, and then we will come back, and if you want to call in right now is the time to call in at 657-383-0134. We'll take a few phone calls, then maybe we'll do some deliverance prayer for those who want to get some deliverance, or you can get some deliverance by calling in too as well. Praise the Lord. Here, let's take a short break. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We're back. Praise the Lord. I think that music is over. And so we're back to time to continue on and take a few phone calls. It's Pastor John Kyle, Deliverance Today, theoasisplace.org. Email theoasis1@localnet.com. You can write to me, Pastor John Kyle, P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. That's P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. Also, if you'd like to attend church, we have special speakers Sunday morning and Sunday night this weekend. Pastor Garrett from Australia. So he's with us. He was one of the speakers at last year's conference. He's with us Sunday, that is, and 10:30 and 6 p.m. Sunday. So if you're in the area, you can come be a part of that. We'd love to see you and have you. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and take a first call here. Hello. This is Pastor Kyle. You're on the air. This is Adrian.
Yeah, this is Adrian.
Yes. How are you doing?
Don't even ask. I'm so dizzy.
I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Yes, I can. I'm not doing so well. I'm having withdrawals because I haven't took my medication tonight, so I can listen to your show and get prayer. And I'm battling with depression and suicide too, and I have some addictions and lust problem. And so I'm not doing too well these days.
I see. Okay. So did you ever get any deliverance?
When you posted,
you said you were
going to
have an appointment.
Yes, and the pastor did pray for me, but nothing really happened.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And you say you're not taking your meds today?
No, because I wanted to hear you.
You wanted to what?
To listen to your show.
Oh, okay.
Because it's 2 a.m. in the morning for me.
2 a.m. in the morning. Okay, well, let's pray for you then. You ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we just tell me how you people in the chat room, how you're hearing, Adrian. Can you hear her okay? Someone let me know in there if you would. All right, we just command these demons that are tormenting her of suicide. You come up out of there in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. You come out. In Jesus' name, you stop tormenting Adrian. You stop harassing her and troubling her. We just cover her with the blood of Jesus. The Lord rebuke these demons in her. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Yes, so Adrian, get close to your microphone because we are having a hard time hearing you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I'm not the only one. Come out. All the way out. Go, in Jesus' name. Go, by the blood of Jesus, you loose her. Let her go. Stop tormenting her. Suicidal devils, come out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Loose her. Let her go. Come out. All depression, come out of Adrian and anybody else that has it. Come out, depression, come out, come out, come out. Come on, Lucy, let her go. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way, all the way, all the way out. Keep going, keep going. Go, 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 Lucy. Let her go. The Lord rebuke you. Come on. Let's go. All that depression spirit, come out. All that presence that's in the room with her right now, you get out of her room. You lose her room. Let her go. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. You lose her. Let her go. Come out, depression. Go. 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 Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. You come out of Adria. You loose her. Let her go. I bind you. I break your power. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. You lying devils. You bunch of lying devils. The Lord rebuke you. Keep coming out. The blood of Jesus over her. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Go. 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 Come out. Keep going. Go. Yes. Keep going. All the way. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Keep going. In Jesus' name. Yes, you will. You're defeated by the blood. Go. 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 Keep going. Move. Yes, you will. Yes, angels, go in and sword those demons in Adrian's house, in her home. Go. All the way out. She wanted to be, get delivered tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning in Hungary. You come out of her. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Yes, you will. All that suicide, come out. All that death wish, come out. Come out. All that hopelessness, come out of her. Come out of her. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Yes, you will. You stop tormenting her, demon. Yes, you're a liar. She can make it. Come on. Come out of there. What's your name, demon? What's your name?
Death.
Death? You come out of there, Death.
No.
Yes, you will. Come out now.
She's mine.
Angel, sword Death. Sword that Death spirit. Come out of there, Death. You're defeated by the blood, Death. She has life and not death in her. Jesus is in her. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. Come out, Death. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Yes, keep coming out. Keep coming out. All that death spirit. Lucy, let her go. Let her go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yes, you will. You will. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out, Dad. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Every bit of that death spirit. She shall live and not die. Everybody shall live and not die. Every believer listening, you shall live and not die and proclaim the name of the Lord. Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Come on. Let's go. Move. Move, 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 move. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Go all the way. Keep going. Come on. All death spirit, death wish, wanting to die. Go. Hopelessness, fearfulness, come out. All that fear, go, go, go. I rebuke you. Go, fear. Loose her. Let her go. All the way out. All those mental torment spirits that keep her on the meds all the time. Come out. That mental torment. Oh, I got to have my meds. I wish I was on my meds. I saw you saying that a while ago. Come out. All the way out. Come on. All those meds spirits, addiction to those meds. I got to have my meds. Come out. Tell you can't live without them. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name, go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Yes. You got to go, demon. You will come out, every one of you. Jesus' name. Come out. Addiction to those meds. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. doctor says, oh, I got, you got to have those meds. You can't live without them. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Keep going. Keep going. Now, you are defeated by the blood. Yes, you are. Keep coming out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Who's next? What's your name, demon? Who's next to come out? What are you doing to her? I bind you, demon. What's your name, demon? Your spirit that's manifesting. What's your name? Command you to give your name, demon. Who are you? What are you doing to Adrian? In the name of Jesus, you're just a weak little devil, a little puny devil. You are defeated by the blood. The Lord Jesus renders you powerless.
I'm strong.
Come out of Adrian. What's your name?
Lust.
Lust. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Lust. You come out, lust. All those lust spirits come out of every...
Since she was 12 years old, I'm not leaving.
Yes, you are leaving. The Lord rebuke you, lust. Does she want you in there? No, she doesn't. She wants you out. She called in to get deliverance because she doesn't want you in there. So come out, lust. Come out. Come out, in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, lust, all the way out. Up and out. Let's go. Let's go. Move the blood of Jesus against those spirits of lust. Come out. Come out. Come on. Let's move, 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 move. Move. In Jesus' name. Lucy, let her go. That's right. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. Up and out. Let them go. All the way out. Angels, sword those demons right now. Sword them and drive them out. In Jesus' name, we just pour the blood of Jesus on these demons of lust. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. All the way out.
It's hurting something awful.
Huh?
My stomach is hurting something awful.
Something awful, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that, the demons are in your stomach. A lot of times lust demons are in your stomach. They have to come up out of your stomach and stop tormenting you. Come out, lust. Come out of her stomach. The spirit's in her stomach. Come out of her stomach now. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way up. All the way up. Jesus' name. Keep going. Move out of her belly, out of her stomach. All those lust devils, snake devils, come out. Come out. Come on. All that masturbation, lustful spirits, come out. Go. All the way. Loose her. Let her go. All those lust spirits, come out, 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 all the way out, up and out. Loose up, loose up, loose Adrian, Jesus' name. Yes, you have to keep going, keep going, keep going, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, keep coming out of her. All those sexual spirits, all that perversion, all that sexual abuse, come out. Sexual abuse. Come out, abuse. Come out. Come out. Keep going. Keep going. All the way out. Sexual abuse. Loose Adrian, let her go. Jesus' name, Satanism, ritual abuse, all abuse spirits, go. Go,
no.
Go, go. Yes, you will. Talking to the demons in her. You demons of abuse, come out in Jesus' name.
No.
Have some blood, demon. You like the blood, demon? I'll give you some
Let
blood.
Let us alone.
More blood. those demons love the blood of Jesus, don't they? Have some blood, demon. Come out. Drink
no.
that blood. Angels pour the blood down the demon throat. More blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood delivers Adri from demon. Adri hates her demons. She doesn't want those demons. Come out. Come out. Abuse. Come out. All abuse. Go. All witchcraft. Go. Come on. Witchcraft. Go. In the name of Jesus. All witchcraft, all Satanism. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, go. All the way out. All the way out. Go. Keep going. Keep going. Come on. Loose her. You have to let Adri go. She doesn't want these demons. She doesn't want them. She wants to be free. Come all the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. Yes, you will. You are defeated by the blood of Jesus. You cannot have her. Come out. Come out. Come on up out of there. Keep going. All that Satanism. Go. Keep going. Keep going. Go. Yes, you are defeated. You are just a defeated devil. You cannot rule her life anymore. Jesus' name, you've had her for long enough. You take back what the devil's stolen from Adri. Come out. Come out. Come out, 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 come all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, go, 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 go,
it just feels like things in my throat.
Yes, you will go. You have to obey. You have a legal right to be in there, demon? Then you have to go. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Up and out. Go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Be defeated by the blood of Jesus and go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Jesus' name. I can barely hear you. Try to unmute it or something. Maybe you're muted partially. The blood of Jesus. Come out of there. Come on. Let's go. Move. 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 In Jesus' name. Move. All the way out. All the way up out of her. All the way up out of her in Jesus' name. Lord, we just cover Adri with the blood of Jesus and thank you for her calling in tonight, Father. And I just ask that, Lord, you would continue to deliver her and continue to set her free from all the demons that have tormented her. Father, I pray ahead your protection around her in Jesus' name as well. Now, you demons have to keep coming out. Adri, I'm about to go to a mass deliverance now for the last 5 or 10 minutes here that we have. So you keep calling in, and hopefully we'll get a better connection next time because I can just barely hear you, sister. So call next week if you want.
Right? Okay.
God bless you. That was Adri from Hungary. And we're going to do some mass deliverance now for the last few minutes here that we have tonight before we go. But just everybody say this prayer with me. Just say in the name of Jesus, I command every wicked spirit in me to come out of me now. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I break every curse over myself, both generational and otherwise. And I command the spirits that have enforced the curse on me to leave me now in the name of Jesus. All right, now we just speak to this fear stuff and this unbelief that we've been talking about tonight. All that fear, all that unbelief, we're speaking to fear and unbelief now. We command you to come out right now. All fear, all unbelieving spirits, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. They come out through coughing, burping, yawning, spitting. And sometimes you feel like you're going to throw up, but sometimes you feel hot. You'll tingle. Your hands will tingle. Your body will shake sometimes. Come out, all the way out. Go, go, go. Just let them go. Get out of agreement. Let these demons go. Go, 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 go. All that fear, fear of the future, fear of the end times, fear of terrorist attacks, fear of not having enough. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear of accidents, fear of wrecks. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear for your children. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. All fearfulness. Come out, come out, come out. All fearful spirits. Go, 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 go. Jesus is big enough to take care of us. Go. By the blood of Jesus. Go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All fearfulness. Go. All the way out. All terror by night. All the way out. Terrorism. Go. Fear of terrorism. Go. Come out. 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 All those unbelief spirits that try to get people where they won't believe God, where they won't believe the Word. They won't believe the things of the Spirit. Come out. Right now. Go. They won't take God at His Word. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out. Yes, we're glad that Adrian did call in. Bless her in Jesus' name, even though I can barely hear her, but bless her. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, praise God. Keep going, keep moving out, up and out, all unbelief. All unbelief, every form of unbelief, all the way, worry, stress, come out. That anxiety that doesn't want to let you believe God, come out. All the way out, all that anxiety, come out, come out, come out, come out. Everybody cough a few times, let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Unbelief, go, go, all the way. Praise God for that. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Unbelief. All the way out. Anxiety, stress. Go. Worry. Come out. Worry, wart spirit. Worrying. Come out. All that worrying. Worrying about this. Worrying about that. Worry. Come out. Worry. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All that worrying. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out of there in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus. Every worry spirit, go. Every worry spirit, every control spirit, got to be in control. Can't give up my control. Yes, you can. You can give it up and you can get the demons out. Come out, control spirit. All that control, got to be in control. Got to have my way or the highway. Come out. No, no, it's got to be God's way. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, all the way out, up and out, in Jesus' name, go, by the blood of Jesus, you have to loose her, loose them and let them go, all the way out, up and out, come on, all that control spirit, we break that control, we break that Jezebel control, we break all control, come out, in Jesus' name, go, 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 come out, 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 come out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. Keep moving. Come on. All the way. We break that control grip. We break that generational control. We break grandma's control. You inherited from grandma and great-grandma. Come out. Come on. All the control spirits. We break those addiction spirits. Go. All addiction spirits. All in the grip of an addiction spirit. Go. All the way out. We break those addictions. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Headaches, go, go, go. All the way. Pressure on the head, come out. Pressure on the head, come out, 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 come out. All the way out, go. Headache pressure, come out. Pressure in the heads, come out. All the way. Headache, migraines, come out. come out, tension in the head, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, go, 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 go. All those headaches, go. All those migraines, go. All the spirit of tension in the head, feel like your head's going to pop. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All that pressure, go. Vice grips, come out. Bands, pressure bands, bands of pressure around the brain, come out. All pressure spirits, pressure, addictions, go, go, all the way out, all the way out. Come on, all those addictions, loose people, let them go. Every one of those addictions, come out, in the name of Jesus, go, go, all the way out, and out, by the blood of Jesus, go, 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 all the way. Come on, loose people, let them go. All those addictions have to go in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Now, again, if you have something in your house, make sure you get it out. If it's something that's ungodly, if it's something that allows a demon to be there, check your home. Check what you have on the walls. Check what you have in your bookcase. Check what you have in your CD, DVD collection. Make sure the games you have are not the ones that attract demons. If you have games, sometimes those will attract demons. Just make sure you don't have any attractors in your house. You got to get those out sometime before you can get the deliverance and keep the deliverance. You want a clean house. You don't want a house that is an attraction place for demons. Keep going all the way out, all the way out. By the blood of Jesus, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go, keep going, move in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus right now. Be weakened by the blood and come out, 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 come out. Pride, all pride, go, 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 all the way in Jesus' name. We break soul ties with ungodly people. We cut and sever all soul ties. Cut and sever soul ties with false religion, cult, new age, come out. In Jesus' name, new age relatives, cult relatives, relatives that are in the new age, relatives that are in some cult, religious cult, come out. We break those soul ties. Come out, 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 come out. All phobias, come out. All those phobias, go, 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 by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We break those gypsy curses over the place you live in right now. We break those gypsy curses. Come out, go in Jesus' name. Go by the blood of Jesus. Keep going. Move, 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 move. All the way out, all the way out. Come on, we break curses over your home. Break witchcraft over your home. Break phobias. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of heaviness, depression, temptation to get drunk. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. That alcohol spirit. Go, 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 go. By the blood of Jesus. All that heaviness, all that depression. Go, go, go. We rebuke those heaviness spirits, those depression spirits. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood is against you right now. We apply the blood. We send the warring angels in to sword those demons. Sword those demons. Go. All the way out. Go, go, go. Panic attack. Go, go. Panic spirit. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Take a few deep coughs. Let them go. All the way out. Go, go. All depression. Go. Come out. Spirits of depression. Spirits of panic. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. Go, 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 by the blood of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood and loose people. Let them go. Keep going, all the way out, up and out, all the way. You got to go. Come on, up and out of there. Depression, discouragement, come out, panic. Go, 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 go. Alcoholism, we break the curse of alcohol, addictions, and desire for alcohol. Come out, 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 come out. All that lust for alcohol, all that false attraction for alcohol that make you think it's going to fulfill you and make you feel good and satisfy you, we break the curse of that alcohol. Come out. All those alcohol spirits, go, 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 go. Come out, alcohol. Come out, alcohol. Come on up out of there. Go, go, in Jesus' name. All alcohol, all marijuana spirits, go, go, go. All addiction, tobacco and nicotine, wanting to have that cigarette or whatever, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God that you're sober for a month. That's better than a day. Praise God. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. We break the alcohol curse over your family line, over you. Come out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. You got to go. All the way out. Up and out. Keep going. Keep going. Every bit of it. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, you're defeated by the blood, demon. You have to go. You have to go. Loose people, let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Father, we thank you for this deliverance, Lord. Thank you that your people are getting freer, freer and freer and freer. We continue to fight the good fight of faith against these wicked entities of evil and darkness. They have to let go of God's people. They have to go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, let peace reign in your people's minds and hearts, Lord. The peace that passes understanding. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding right now in people's lives, Father. And we pray you surround them with a hedge of protection that they could dwell in the secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. So we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. Every demon has to bow the knee to the name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. But we love you all. God bless now. And I see we've run out of time. We had a short time tonight. It wasn't like usual, but we had a full 2 hours because I could not get in. Repeatedly, they would not let me in. I tried a number of times. Finally, I think it was about 15 minutes into the program or 15, 20 minutes in, I finally got in. Praise the Lord that I did get in at all. Hallelujah. So praise God that we did get in at all tonight. And God bless you all. And we love you all. And we hope to see you next week, next Friday. We'll be back with you again. And pray that you have a blessed weekend. In that now to all, and blessings on you in Jesus' name. Praise God.
You are glory. You are glory. You are glory. You are glory.
You are glorious, but you are glorious.